Ladies and gentlemen, boy, are we back. We are back with the Purple Rain Minute Podcast with Michael Dean and Ida. Ida, how are you?
I am wonderful. What's up, party people in the place to be?
Yes, and energized, ready to hit this thing, hit the ground running. So we are at the five-minute mark of the movie Purple Rain. And this is the podcast, if you didn't already know, where we watch the Purple Rain movie minute by minute. And we review each minute, talk about it, have some fun with it. So, we are here at First Avenue, Prince, breaking down Let's Go Crazy. And we're just, you know, basking in the moment of this excellent performance. And this is the part that's not on the album version, right? But it just kills me every time I hear it, that guitar and everything. And it takes us to another great scene here of Morris Day walking in. Now, you know, we saw him the last minute or so. He got out the car and he was a superstar outside. Now he comes into the spot like a true boss would. He's got two young ladies jockeying for attention, escorting him into the spot. He walks by. Here's something I noticed interesting. One of the men, there's a guy back there. He either is or isn't, but he looks like Alan Leeds, or Eric Leeds, but he has that same exact look. If you ever notice, he's got the beard.
I bet it's Eric.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But I wasn't sure if Eric was actually around at that point yet.
Well, Alan was.
Yeah.
So if Alan was around, Eric, I'm sure was around because that's his brother. I feel like, you know, I know Alan was dealing with Prince. At the time, I think he had already been his road manager, tour manager by that time. And I would bet money Eric was chilling and hanging out, and I bet that's him.
Yeah, it certainly looks like him. I've never noticed it until today. But yeah, and then we see our first glimpses of St. Paul and Jelly Bean, Jesse, you know, with the pink.
Yeah, well, you gotta, yeah. Thing is, we have just seen Morris come out of that whole big Hollywood scene where everybody is exploding over him. Girls are over him. And now he's in it. It's continuing. Like you said, he got the two honeys on his arm. One of them got white eyes. She almost reminded me of a bride or something.
And
but
she's fine as a mother.
A lot of fine women up in here.
I never really paid too much attention before, but I was sitting there watching him. I was like, God, she could have been a little bit more featured. And the look on Jelly Bean, he is so, shout out to Jelly Bean, first of all, and I'm just clowning, but he's so corny. If you really look at what he's doing, he's like, oh my God, how are you doing?
He is. Yes. I noticed that. He's like, whoa, all these facial expressions. It's like, you know,
but he's acting on that.
He's trying to get exactly what I thought. I was like, all right, you're trying really hard to seem like you having fun or that you eyes by the bitches and all that. But, and he walks over and you see the pig, you see Jesse, and he's like, we gonna kill him. And you instantly see, okay, obviously there's a rivalry. Right. You get introduced, there's a rivalry between these two motherfuckers about going on.
Yeah, and that's right. He has that classic line, we gonna kill him. Yeah, that's hilarious, man. What else we see? I think it goes back to Prince for a quick second. But then it goes to Apollonia.
Yes.
Trying to sneak up in the club. And we get a sort of cameo shot here with Big Chick.
Yes.
Huge, formidable looking bodyguard that Prince had. Sort of like a very much of an iconic Prince in the 80s sort of imagery. Is, you know, the big bodyguard, Santa Claus looking sort of dude.
Yeah.
And then the small little, you know, Prince standing next to him. But that's always in my mind when I think of Big Chick. I'm like, he always seemed like a scary dude. This is early Prince for me, and I just remember, like, damn, this guy's got this huge, like, bodyguard. Like, he's nobody to fuck with.
Yeah.
So here he is, and what if she says, like, something like...
She's like, I'm here to see the manager. Right. Got an appointment with him, and he's like, no, you don't. You don't see no one.
Yeah, you don't see no one. And then what? some white dudes this time. Not us, acting a fool in the club.
Acting a fool in the goddamn club, fighting in the club. You know what I'm saying?
And then Big Chick has to go and handle break out some beat downs. He has, if you look at it, he grabs both of those dudes and just slams them. Slams them. I was like, Jesus. And Apollonia slams her or shifts her foot right in the door.
And she uses her foot as like a doorstop to stop it from closing. Right. She just,
and
you
I'm
know.
Supposed to think that hurts. I was kind of like,
ooh. Ooh, yeah. She's like, ooh.
How you doing?
It's depend on how hard that door is meant to close. I think she didn't have her hands or anything to catch it. She just kind of slipped her foot in, and the door just kind of goes bam on it. I guess I don't know.
I'm like, really? Did he slam it or something? She got boots on, but
she got some boots. And we know Apollonia is fine as hell, and I guess that didn't work. Big Chick was like, "What the fuck? The fuck you fine as hell?
He's
not
like,
up in the club."
Yeah, he is not having it. You can, he said, you can hide, cover your little titties up, but they ain't getting you in this one. But she darts in there. She comes in and again goes right back to Prince. I think that takes us right to.
Yeah, I think that's it.
6 minutes. But so now she's starting to get a lot of stuff going on here now. She has come from the apartment or the hotel, motel.
Oh, motel.
Motel.
Not a hotel, not apartment, it's a motel.
Yeah, and she's. I would say this about her character so far. She's a hustler.
That's right.
Like she ducks out of paying for the cab.
That's right.
She gets a cheap motel, and then she doesn't pay to get in the club. She sneaks in that motherfucker. I'm like,
that's
damn,
right.
She's
awesome. Yeah, so she getting the respect. Now the superhero, the cape is warranted. It's like, bitch, all right.
Yeah.
Coming up here, like you exactly said, she skipped out on that motherfucker taxi. She get her little money out. She, you know, she get her little motel room, and you just see, obviously, she's there. I could already kind of tell she's there to be at that club, even though we don't know yet exactly what the point is. But that she's here for a purpose, and she's driven. It's like back in the day where you couldn't just throw shit on the internet. You had to go to where the shit was popping off.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And she's there for a specific reason. So she definitely gets the hustler respect.
Yeah, no doubt. Nowadays, I guess she would have been Instagram hottie. They would have been like, oh, that's you. That's you from the pictures.
That's right, exactly. So different.
All right, so that's our minute there. We got to do our quote. We always end the show with the line from the movie. Would you like to go, or do you want me to?
Well, actually, this is a line that's about to come right up.
Oh, go ahead.
In the next minute, which is where, what are you, stupid or something?
Yeah.
Which country you're going? I'm getting introduced to my girl, Pretty in Pink, Miss Jill Jones. She got on this pink, you know. She got the Madonna. She got the blonde going. Yes.
All right, all right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Purple Rain Minute Podcast with Ida and Michael Dean. Ida, where can they find you online?
Well, they can definitely find me here, Purple Rain Minute Podcast. And online, you can check out my new podcast, Chicken, Sex, and Semantics. You can catch me on Stitcher and iTunes already. And the website is just www.chickensexandsemantics.com.
All right, and you can also check this show out on podcastjuice.net. And, of course, you can find us on iTunes. Just look up Purple Rain Minute Podcast. My name is Michael Dean. We'll see you next time.
Hey.